Holy Scriptures tell us that the steps of the ghats surrounding the kunds of Vrindavan in the spiritual world are decorated with the most precious jewels. Srila Prabhupada said that my devotees are my jewels. So today, we can actually see, even with our ordinary vision, how this beautiful ghat that God has thrown is decorated with thousands of effulgent, priceless jewels. Thank you.
At least 100 devotees have thrown trash all over this place. They disobeyed.
Makanlal Prabhu, as a protector of the holy town, have witnessed some devotees throwing trash. So my request is, if you did, you know who you are, please go and collect it. At this time, we're going to divide the assembly of Vaishnavas into three groups, so that we can nicely visit three very important holy places here. And some of our yatra leaders have tried to systematically, scientifically, using all of their technological education to organize this event. There's about 40 buses. So bus 1 through 13, 13 through 26, and 26 through 39 will be the three groups. And you'll be visiting three places. I will speak briefly about each of these three places at this time. On this side is Dohani Kund. Where we're sitting now is the village of Chitsholi, the birthplace of Chitvasakhi, one of the eight principal maidservants of Sri Radha Govinda. The kund that we are sitting at is sometimes called Krishna Kund. In scriptures it is called Radha Srovar, a place of unlimited divine pastimes of the Lord. The forest is known as Gabarvan. I hope everyone was appreciating and absorbing the charming atmosphere as we walk through the forest of Gabarvan to reach this place. It is one of the most well-protected forests in Vrindavan. And it took devotees the risk of their lives to protect this forest. Did you all appreciate walking through those beautiful copper briksha trees, through that lane in the mountain of Varasana? Gabarvan? Gabarvan means a very deep secret place, where in Krishna's Leela many caves and deep kunjas, where Radharani and her friends would play, and where Radha and Krishna would perform their pastimes. At one time, some very powerful capitalists decided cut down all the trees in this forest to sell for wood. But the devotees living at Man Mandir, headed by Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, they forbid those people from cutting any trees. And then the local mafia got involved because there was a lot of money involved relative to what people get rid of. And there was death threats. But they were willing to stand even in front of armed weapons to protect each tree. And ultimately, because of their courage and their devotion to preserve the sanctity of the holy town, it was brought to the attention of the government in Mathura, and they made a law, special law, against cutting any trees in this forest. Dohani Kund is a place where Vrishabhanu's hundreds and thousands of cows would be milked every morning and evening. And that milk would be distributed throughout the area in Braj. Once Srimati Radharani, when she wanted to learn how to milk cow. So Krishna appeared then and said, "I will teach you how to milk cow." So they milked cow together, one on one side and one on the other. And as they were milking, every now and then Krishna would aim and bathe Srimati Radharani's lotus-like face with the milk from the Kamandenu Surabhi cows. Vrindavan, Gokula, is the place of cows. Prabhupada explained the wealth of the Vrijavasis was in the natural milk that the cows would provide. So in this sense, Dohani Kund is a very, very special, significant place. Where Srimati, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, would come each day to observe the milking of Vrishabhanu Maharaj's cows. In this direction, just between Chikshori and the village of Barasana, is Sankarikor. At Dangara, we have discussed the story or the taxing pastimes of Radha and Krishna will take place. On this hill, just behind us, we find the holy place, Maya. So many beautiful leelas took place here. It is a place where Radha and Krishna would dance as peacocks. This happened on many occasions. One story is how Radharani, during the rainy season, saw the peacocks and the peahens looking at the beautiful monsoon clouds in great happiness. They danced together. And she became very, very much attracted. And she expressed her desire to Krishna. So Krishna became peacock and Radharani peahen, and they danced together on top of the sky. On another occasion, Sri Krishna asked Radharani to teach him music. Because she was such a beautiful singer. There's that beautiful Vrijavasi song, Kokila Bani Shirake. Her voice is sweet like that of a cuckoo bird. actually, the cuckoo birds tried to sing like her. So Krishna wanted to learn to sing also. But he didn't want the lesson to end. So every time she taught him a particular melody, he would always sing it slightly wrong. And then she would teach again, a little wrong, again, a little wrong, because he never wanted his lesson to end. So when she understood that he was purposely singing wrong, she became transcendentally angry. Man Mandir. And she went up to this Man Mandir, where she would perform her Man Lila, and she would not talk to Krishna. She would not look at Krishna. So Krishna desperately wanted Radharani's affectionate glance. So he went to the top of this hill and began dancing in the form of a peacock. And when Radharani looked over and saw that, it was so enchanting that she forgot all about her anger. And she came across and she became like Pihan, and together they danced. Mayur Kutki. When I lived here about 33 years ago, the local devotees were telling me that some hundred or so years ago, there was a blind sadhu who lived on that hill. And he worshipped this lila of Radha and Krishna from the core of his heart, dancing together as peacocks. It was his total absorption, and he longed to see this lila. Although he was blind, he longed to see the lila of Radha and Krishna dancing in Bharasana as peacocks. So he performed his sadhana with deep prayer, and Srimati Radharani appeared to him and told him, "I will show you this lila. But whatever you see, you must paint so that others could come to see it." He said, "I'm blind. How will I paint? How will I..." At that time, Bharasana was a very, very dense forest. This was quite long ago. "How will I get paintbrush? How will I get paints? How will I get canvas? How will I see what to paint?" Radharani expressed to him that if you just make the endeavor sincerely, I will give all help. So he dug in the grounds and got the minerals and made the paints, and somehow or other got whatever was required to make the brushes and the canvas. And it was all there. And although he had no material vision to even see a ray of the light of the sun, he was able to hear this. He was given the vision for the full panoramic view of the pastime of Krishna and Radharani dancing as peacocks at Mayur Kutki in Bharasana. When we hear the story, we realize, although we see, we are blind. And although he was blind, he was seeing. Rama Samhita tells, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. You cannot see that which is divine with eyes that are made of water and flesh. Only when the eyes are anointed with the salve of love can you actually see reality as it is, the all-beautiful reality of Krishna. So when he had the darshan, fainted in ecstasy. And then when he came to consciousness, he painted. And I believe that painting is still there
on the altar in Mayur Kutir.
Also, the Brindavasi told me that just two generations back, there was a sadhu that lived there. He was always immersed chanting the holy names. But somewhere in that hill, there was a cave that a lion resided. Because 75 years ago, there were lions roaming in this area. Quite dense forest. But this was not an ordinary lion. It was constantly in the sattva of this Vaishnava. Constantly chanting the holy names, prayers, and bhajans, and kirtans to Shridhara Govinda. So that lion, in satsang, became unified. Power of sadhu sangha. Nothing more powerful of creation associated with the pure heart of sadhu. Because all the power of Krishna is manifested through the mercy of the sadhu. So that lion actually became humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. His state of mind is always his own way.
To make you feel a little better. But Amesh Baba from Anmandir, he's doing parikrama now with 6,500 devotees for 40 days, all Brijbasis. So in comparison, this is a very small yatra. But for us, it's kind of big. But really, what is the use of your being 2,000 if you can't fill the entire universe with the loud chanting of the holy name? The echo of the Vrijavasi. So some inconvenience is there, but the one benediction is the more devotees, the more we could fill each other's hearts with the very, very, very loud chanting. Thank you very much. Hearing 2,000 devotees of coffee is also pretty sweet. Whatever diseases you may have, it's caused by Vrijavasi bacteria. So it is not ordinary. Please be grateful. Mercy comes in many ways. So this lion, he became a brahmachari. Very strict brahmachari. And traditionally, brahmacharis are supposed to beg. So he would do madhukari for his guru day. He couldn't speak Vrijavasi language. He spoke lion language. But his Gurudev would put a strap around his neck with a simple bag. And written on the bag, it said, Madhukari. And the lion would actually come house to house to each door. Now, can you imagine the first time? They would hear some clawing at their door and come to the door and there would be a lion. This is a true story. There would be a lion just looking right in the eyes. But he just looked with such humility and compassion. And trained by his Gurudev, he would offer his prostrated obeisances at the feet of the Vrijavasis. And then he would come and just show his that madhukari, and he would put some roti, braj roti, in back. And he would collect so many roti, and he wouldn't eat a single one. Now, obviously, he was a pure vegetarian. He would only eat his guru's prasad. So he would come up the hill and deliver the bag of rotis to his Guru Maharaj, and after his Guru Maharaj would eat the rotis, whatever remnants were left, the lion subsisted on those. That is the magical influence of the association of a great sadhana, especially in the holy town of Braj. J.K. Shiva. Let us pray at the lotus paws of that lion that we can follow in his footsteps also. And at this time, Abhiram Prabhu or someone will explain exactly how this three-section yatra will proceed.
What we'll do is
one, we'll go to Mahayokruti and then go to Dohanikund and then go to, it'll be a circle. Sankarikor, Mahayokruti, and Dohanikund. And after you've gone through all three, then you'll be led up to Manmandir, where we will all meet together for Harinama Sankirtan. Please forgive any inconvenience, especially me.